Hello, this is Helen Hayes, welcoming you to the 266th edition of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden, which covers the period up to and including Thursday, the 3rd of December 2015. Please note that any views expressed by contributors to this edition are their own and may not be the views of the officers or trustees of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden. This is our final edition of the Talking Newspaper for this year. I hope that you have enjoyed all the news, talks, interviews and quizzes that we have brought to you over the last 12 months. On behalf of everyone who is involved in each production of the Talking Newspaper, may I extend to all our listeners our very warm wishes for a happy and peaceful Christmas. This month's news team is led by myself as editor, and the news items are recorded on the next 24 tracks, finishing with What's On and the Register of Deaths. After the news, we move on to the magazine section, which has been edited and compiled, as usual, by Peter Gibson. The magazine starts with the monthly quiz from Jenny Coleman. But this month there's a seasonal theme to it, and some very tricky questions. This is followed by a short piece from Barbara Eastwood about her recent voluntary activities, and some more of Christine Ward's conversation with Jenny Dennett, which we started last month. This time Jenny tells Christine about the time she met the famous racehorse Red Rum. Next, Sylvia Pryor tells us about A Dog in a Million, and Barbara Eastwood talks to our two local crime prevention officers. We then have some Christmas poems from Glenys Halliday, followed by an interview from Christine Ward, in which Fred Greenwood tells her about his time in the Royal Naval Reserve Postal Service. We end the magazine section with the answers to the seasonal quiz from Jenny Coleman. The last section of this edition is the Info Spot, with Chris Gill's monthly selection of articles from the InfoSound service. This month, their smartphone travel assistance, Doraphones for blind people, added noise for electric cars, a benefits check for blind people of working age, and RNIB diaries for 2016. But now it's time for the news, which is being recorded this month by Trevor Williams and read by Heather Wilson, Sue Clough, Mike Hayes, and myself, Helen Hayes. So now over to Heather for the first item.